The idea is that companies that have permits to discharge, let's say in the Ohio River, pay a farmer upstream to reduce phosphorus and nitrogen on his land to make the water cleaner. This happens in the form of buying credits, according to Orsenco's Greg Youngstrom.
It's usually done like an auction a couple of times a year, where we would solicit projects from farmers. We work with the soil and water conservation districts in each of the counties. They would go and find appropriate projects, and then we would look for buyers through an auction process.
The Electric Power Research Institute is facilitating the trading of these first interstate water credits in the U.S. In August 2012, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky signed the trading plan. It could eventually include 8 states and create a market for 46 power plants, thousands of wastewater utilities, and 230,000 farmers. Butler County farmer Tim Hesselbrock is watching from the sidelines, but continuing to reduce his own pollution.
It is a cash system that does provide some income to help the farmer with his new practices in that. And also there is where you can, through several farm service agency programs, receive assistance from them too in the way of changing equipment. That equipment is extremely expensive when you start changing out and doing different practices.
Orsenco says there are more than 70 of these trading programs, but this is the only one that crosses state lines. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.